Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
I'm very interested in chatting this morning to the Johannesburg Regional Chairperson for the Economic Freedom Fighters, Sebetlele Reserutete, who is joining us this morning. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us. How are you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yes,
audible?
Yes, you are perfectly audible. How are you doing this morning?
I am trying my best, and how are you, my friend?
You know what? That's all we can ask. If we're all trying our best, then we'll all do a lot better. Yeah, I'm doing well. I'm doing well. So we're having some very interesting conversations because I just spoke with Zanele Lwana, who's the deputy president at Black First Land First. And the conversation, of course, was all about land and empowerment. And these are absolutely critical aspects. But to some extent, it wasn't really it doesn't seem to be broad enough because, you know, I'm getting messages from listeners saying, well, what about education? Surely we need to empower people through education. And my suspicion is that your approach is a little bit broader, that you are talking about empowerment of people through multiple facets in multiple ways. Give me your response to that.
Let me just start with the issue of land, my brother. Hello.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, let me first start with the issue of land.
Mm-hmm.
The issue of land is very, very, very vital. And even when you look at it, it's not easy to approach. That is why it's only the EFF which can approach the issue of land without fear. Remember, the issue of land, We are also challenging Section 25 of the Constitution. You want to amend that section so that you can expropriate South African stolen land without compensation for equal redistribution. That's on land. We want our people to have dignity, my brother. You will never have dignity when you are living like the people of Tshweta, the people of Deep Sloot. Whereas there is this vacant land, which is just there, doing nothing. Whereas our people are suffering. They are lacking those basic needs like shelter. But again, my brother, coming to education, is the EFF again, which is advocating for free quality education. I know you know, you saw EFF demonstrating towards that, and we think we are going to win that battle, my brother. Thank you very much.
So the issue is, what would you hope for in these municipal and the local government elections in Johannesburg? What are you hoping to achieve in terms of seats?
In fact, I think, my brother, our voters are very ready to vote for us because we don't only go to our voters during the time of elections. We are living with our voters day in, day out.
Mm.
Hence, our manifesto is based on their grievances that they have brought to us because we are living with them. We know they are going to vote for economic freedom fighters without failure. And they know we will never let them down because we've been helping them through. We are always on their side. Be it at the workplace, domestic, and everywhere, we are their solution. Hence, we are so confident that they are going to vote for economic freedom fighters. My brother, we are hoping to achieve at least 90 councillors in the city of Johannesburg minimum, if not total takeover. In fact, my brother, because I think our voters are ready. We'll be there with them. They are ready to vote for us. Thank you very much.